Welcome to Current Journal of Neurology Podcast. You are listening to Volume 23, Issue 3, July 2024. Article Number 2. Delirium among pediatric patients admitted to open-heart surgery intensive care unit, a cross-sectional study investigating a common challenge and concern, and its inciting factors. First author, Mohammad Reza Mirzagayan. Corresponding author, Bidad Garib. Abstract, background. Delirium is a common challenge in pediatric open-heart surgery intensive care units, OHICU. It is believed that emergence of delirium can lead to extended hospitalization periods. Therefore, we decided to investigate the association between delirium and its inciting factors in OHICU. Methods: this was a cross-sectional study on 92 pediatric patients admitted to OHICU of Children's Medical Center in Tehran, Iran, for more than 48 hours. To screen for delirium, the Cornell Assessment of Pediatric Delirium, CAPD greater than or equal to 9, was utilized. Demographics, length of stay, development of complications, delirium, and factors associated with delirium were recorded. Results: we observe 34.37% cases of delirium in patients in OHICU. We had 51% male patients and 49% female ones, with a median age of 8.02 to 144 months. The median length of mechanical ventilation was 11.5 hours, 2 to 405, and they stayed in the hospital for a median of 4 days, 2 to 31. The most common cardiac abnormality was ventricular septal defect, 18%, associated with tetralogy of Fallot, TOF, 10%. Most of the patients, 71%, experienced no adverse events during their stay. However, among those who did, vomiting and post-operation chorea were the most prevalent. Among the patients in our study, age, adjusted odds ratio, R, equals 0.91, weight, R equals 1.34, and sex, R equals 0.31 for boys versus girls, were significantly associated with delirium. Conclusion: we observed delirium in 37% of the patients. Development of delirium in patients admitted to pediatric intensive care unit, PICU, was associated with younger age, female sex, and higher weight. You can read full article at cjn.tums.ac.ir.